Here goes nothing. Hi, everybody, and welcome to another Joseph Morris live stream. If you're new here, I am a Prince Andrew true crime case discussion channel. So if that's for you, please make sure you subscribe, ring the bell so you never miss a live video, because I really love hanging out with you guys and I love all the speculation and the comments, which I do try to read. And you can sound off with all your comments on the right hand side right here. Or if you're watching at a later date, please make sure to leave a comment down below and I will read it. I'm joined here by my co-host, Miss Gabby. She's wearing her like Scotland blanket. So I like to think she's like a Scotland Yard kind of guard dog right here beside me. So, you know, if you want to hang out with me and her more often, please make sure you subscribe, ring the bell. It really helps out my channel. And sometimes when I talk about these things, YouTube tends to bury my videos because it is kind of, you know, a little bit scandalous topic. And so please make sure you like as well. But it's a little bit of a trigger warning because I will be talking about, you know, some very triggering things for some certain people. So just a word of warning that we do get a little bit scandalous here and talk a little bit about things that may be triggering to some folks out there. So please keep that in mind. I really appreciate everybody hanging out here. There's a lot to get into today, so I am going to get started. And I just want to say some hi to some people that are in the chat right now. Hello, Living Chaos. Hello, Sicilian Mina. Hello, Precious Chaos. Black Anonymous. Can anyone explain the duet about Harry and Meghan and the security issue? Thanks. We will get into that. Thank you for bringing that up. I am actually going to talk about that and, you know, my feelings towards that. So please make sure you let me know how you feel about the security issue between Prince Harry and Meghan Markle not being able to get security to visit the UK, because I do have an issue with that, because, you know, this story is actually from December, but suddenly it's hitting the headlines yesterday. So it is kind of suspicious that all of a sudden this old issue with Prince Harry not being able to get security in the UK is suddenly hitting the headlines yesterday. And I think there's a reason for that, because Prince Andrew has a huge scandal, but I'm going to pay a little bit of attention to Prince Andrew and his scandal, and then we'll get into the security issue, because I would be interested in hearing what you guys have to say about that too. So if I'm starting off my live stream, I just want to say that this is a little bit of an update, but the judge is setting the Ghislaine Maxwell sentencing date for June 28th, 2022, which is very far in the future and a bit problematic in my opinion, because wow, she could be facing a mistrial, because there's been three jurors that have been called out for essentially lying on the questionnaire for jury selection. So it's potentially possible that she could be having a mistrial in that time, although she's been cut a deal with the prosecution and the judge, because she actually will get a plea deal if she doesn't get a mistrial. So she will be dropped on two charges for perjury if her mistrial attempts fail. So it is kind of weird that she will be off on two charges, but she is still facing 65 years in prison. And, you know, she'll probably spend the rest of her life in jail. So that's kind of good news, regardless if she gets a mistrial and drops these charges. But it is kind of annoying that the sentencing is set in June, because there is this mistrial on the table and she's being given a deal and she'll be dropped of two charges, which I think is so problematic. And it kind of speaks towards how I feel at the end of the day, this trial was kind of rigged, because I talk about this a lot. You know, the judge was appointed by the Democrats. It was handpicked by, you know, I think Obama was the judge that was handpicked by, and then Joe Biden handpicked this judge. Then we had Maureen Comey being the lead prosecutor, who is James Comey's daughter, and James Comey was fired by Donald Trump. Maureen Comey also lost the tapes. Then there was also this idea that the FBI tapes that were found at Epstein's mansions were also lost, because when the FBI was searching the mansion, they didn't have a warrant to get his tapes and claim his tapes. So they never got these tapes. And all these tapes I keep saying tapes, but these are really important. All these tapes had the people's names that were involved, that were doing these crimes, labeled on them. So it is kind of a huge mystery that these smoking gun caught in 4K, well, at that time VHS, evidence is suddenly missing and no one knows where it is. So it kind of feels like a lot of this has been rigged to protect a lot of people's names. And of course, we have the Epstein speculation where, you know, was Epstein really, did he commit off himself? You know, did he actually do what he did in jail? Because they lost those surveillance videos. Or was he murdered to protect people's privacy, including the Clintons, who we'll get into the end, actually have some evidence against them that they were actually trying to hide Bill Clinton's affiliation with Ghislaine Maxwell. So it is kind of weird that suddenly the people that are involved and implicated in this case, all of the evidence against them has been missed, and then we're now facing a mistrial at the very end. It just all feels a little too coincidental, in my opinion. I don't know what you guys think, but let's get into it. Prince Andrew may have dated Ghislaine Maxwell. Insiders tell documentary the pair had easy warmth around each other and reveal royal would shout and scream if his collection of 60 teddy bears was disturbed by servants. So according to this article, Prince Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell had an easy warmth around each other and may have dated in the past, a friend of the pair has claimed. And this was in the Telegraph, and the Telegraph has a paywall. So, I mean, this is the Telegraph that broke the story. Ewan Relly, who is a New York-based British investment banker, attended the University of Oxford with Maxwell, 60 years old, and was a guest at dinner parties that she and her disgraced ex-boyfriend, Jeffrey Epstein, hosted in the U.S. So the reason how he knows that they actually dated was he was friends with them at Oxford, and that's how Prince Andrew also met Ghislaine Maxwell, was at Oxford University. So this goes way back, and now we have somebody speaking out that Prince Andrew dated Ghislaine Maxwell and they had an easy warmth about them, which honestly kind of all makes sense. If I'm looking at old photos of Prince Andrew, even if you just type into Google Prince Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell, you will see a ton of just photographic evidence of them being together, almost like they were like on a date at times. So it does make a lot of sense that this information is coming out. He recalled being invited to Epstein's New York home one evening, and the disgraced socialite admitted that it was for my friend Prince Andrew. And a former palace police guard made similar claims. Paul Page said he and colleagues wondered if the Andrew and Maxwell were intimate due to the frequency of her visits to the palace. Sorry, it's really cold in my studio, so I'm kind of like speaking a little bit slurred. Visits to the palace. So there are actually two people who are saying this. We have a former palace police guard who made those claims, as well as an old friend from Oxford University making these claims. So we have two people saying that Ghislaine Maxwell and Prince Andrew were dating. So it is kind of weird. And I think this brings even more shame to the, you know, the royal family, the palace. Mr. Relly and Mr. Page made the revelations during an interview for an upcoming documentary. So these royal insiders are really all speaking out. You know, we had royal insiders this other day telling us that Prince Andrew ruled with an iron fist. You weren't allowed to question anything he did in the palace. And then we also have the palace now speaking out that Prince Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell were actually together. And this is by security guards basically putting them on blast, saying that they visited a lot. They were together a lot. So I don't know how many times this has been, you know, recorded that Ghislaine Maxwell showed up to where Prince Andrew resided. But we do know that Prince Andrew is actually in the little black book. And the little black book, I can pull it up right now. It actually has his phone number. And because I am not, I don't have the ability to call the UK, but if I'm pulling up the phone number of within the little black book of Ghislaine Maxwell, I can see right here You know, it has the Duchess of York. She has like 20 numbers. And then we have the Duke of York at the Buckingham Palace. And apparently, if you call this number, you get a voicemail by Prince Andrew. But, you know, the Duke of York is indeed in the black book. See, Buckingham Palace, London, has the obviously the address. Buckingham Palace has £1.2 million in electricity, heating bills, sorry. I just want to throw that out there because that's a really high budget. It's the world's most expensive home on the planet. I was doing some research into this. So good for Duke of York to be able to live in the Buckingham Palace. I mean, good for him. I mean, he's been through a lot. He's been through Air Miles Andy, Handy Andy, Randy Andy, and he's still living in the world's most expensive home that spends £1.2 million on heating a year. And it's very unenvironmentally friendly, but I think they're trying to change that. I just want to throw that out because I am freezing right now. There's a wind warning in my studio. Anyway, Duke, I wish I had that budget for a heating bill. Good for him. I don't know. I'm getting off on a tangent, but in 2019, he stepped back from royal duties after that disastrous BBC interview, and he is still residing at the Buckingham Palace. And I mean, wow. This is his email, aace@dial.pipex.com. He has a bunch of houses. He has one in Sunning Hill Park, Sunning Hill. There's one called Wood Farm. I think that's in Sandringham. Sandringham is where they like to go shooting. And there's also an unsolved murder there. So I don't know. I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe this Sandringham unsolved murder was accidentally Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein and Prince Andrew accidentally shooting somebody. Because the person who was an unsolved murder was a 17-year-old girl. And so is it possible that, you know, they accidentally shot somebody and tried covering it up? But this is all his locations. I don't know who Sophie is. But anyway, Ghislaine Maxwell obviously has a lot of people in the black book, but it is kind of interesting that, you know, Dubin Peter only has one number, whereas the Duchess of York and the Duke of York have like 20 numbers. Kind of weird. Kind of speaks towards how they actually are very close. And as we all know, with, you know, the woman, Duchess of York, she actually is okay with people, you know, dating her man because they are separated. They're divorced, I believe. And they still live together and they have like, they pretty much act like they're wife and husband, but without the title. But I think they kind of have an open relationship, maybe. I'm just assuming because, you know, Duke of York has been running the streets, so to speak, while he's living with the Duchess of York. And it's just such a bizarre relationship. It's almost shocking. And I think that's kind of like a theme with it because Ghislaine Maxwell also had a secret husband who, by the way, worked for a trafficking company. He used to do data for shipping. That was his, he was a CEO of a shipping data company. And it is kind of weird that like Ghislaine Maxwell has been convicted of trafficking human people. And then her husband, her secret husband, worked for a CEO of tracking shipments. It is kind of, what's going on there? I mean, if I'm talking about a little bit of conspiracies here, I'm talking about like the FBI losing all this evidence and then her husband also working for trafficking and shipping. It's very weird. And also, you know, I think we need to look a little bit more closer and I hope more of this information comes out as we go into the civil lawsuit, which is going to court, that Prince Andrew tried to dismiss by saying he never got the lawsuit, by saying that she's out of jurisdiction, and by saying that a convicted criminal's, who is now dead, settlement protects him. All those three items were dismissed. It's actually kind of funny to think about the first one, where it says he never got the lawsuit. So he was like running away in Windsor Castle, hiding from the lawsuit. You know, they obviously have people at their gates, and apparently the people served him the court documents at the gates, and he likes to say he never got them, which is bizarre to say the least. And it is kind of funny to think that he's running around in one of his huge list of places he hangs out at, hiding from these papers. Cowardly, to say the least. But he is going to be going to court. Right now, they're in the evidence gathering where they basically talk to each other's lawyer and try to gather witnesses, try to gather their case, try to gather evidence. It's called deposition. So they're in that phase. So it is kind of moving along, and we will see Prince Andrew in court. Maybe not him specifically, but the people representing him, who are famous Hollywood lawyers. The lawyer that Prince Andrew actually uses is somebody who is, you know, representing Bill Cosby, Armie Hammer. Armie Hammer is a cannibal, by the way. He texts his girlfriends that, hey, I'm going to break your ribs and that's going to turn me on. That's the kind of stuff Armie Hammer says. And that's the kind of lawyer that Prince Andrew has hired. And that's not cheap. I mean, Prince Andrew doesn't just have a lawyer. He has a whole team of people, including a guy named Good News Gary, who probably gaslights the UK public. You know, we talk about BBC, who are corrupt, interviewing Alan Dershowitz, who actually has allegations against him by Virginia Giuffre, similar to Prince Andrew, as a law expert on the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. Obviously, if BBC is interviewing Alan Dershowitz, he's going to say Virginia Giuffre is just after money. Her case should be thrown out. And that's the BBC trying to sway public opinion for Prince Andrew. And in some ways, I kind of think the BBC works on Prince Andrew's behalf in terms of trying to make him seem like a good person, because obviously they want to, you know, keep the integrity of the monarchy and keep his dignity. But using Alan Dershowitz, who is not an unbiased law expert, because he obviously wants to make Virginia Giuffre seem like a bad person and a liar to sway public opinion, is crazy to me that the BBC used him as an expert on the Ghislaine Maxwell trial. And that's just one example. We also had the BBC basically use Ian Maxwell, who is Ghislaine Maxwell's brother, to discuss the Ghislaine Maxwell verdict. And obviously he's going to protect his sister. And that was like a huge scandal done by the BBC. And it was given such a primetime spot for the BBC to be using these two people and giving them a platform to talk about the Ghislaine Maxwell trial really speaks towards their own bias. But more on this, Ghislaine Maxwell, you know, is Prince Andrew's girlfriend. This is Ewan Relly. He's a British investment banker, and he was the one that actually went to Oxford University with Prince Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell, and he's been to parties. And so he was a guest at dinner parties that she and her disgraced ex-boyfriend Jeffrey Epstein hosted in the US. So Ghislaine Maxwell and Prince Andrew are both have significant others, but apparently they were unfaithful. And you know, this unfaithfulness seems to be something that runs in the family, the royal family, because obviously Prince Charles has this allegedly cheated on Princess Diana, who with this woman, I forget her name, but she's apparently going to become queen. I don't know if you guys know this, but she's going to become queen if, you know, the Queen Elizabeth does die and Prince Charles takes over. Camilla, I think, is her name. So apparently Prince Charles cheated on Diana with Camilla. And so, but this is, you know, there's so many pictures of Prince Andrew and Ghislaine Maxwell together. I don't know how I feel about her dress here, though. I don't know if it's a little bit pastel-y for me, but it looks very 80s, but whatever. It's kind of like this acid yellow. It's kind of weird. I don't know how I feel about it. Very 80s. Okay. Paige, who was jailed in 2009 for a £3 million fraud scam, claimed Ghislaine Maxwell rarely signed in and entered the palace at will. So obviously Ghislaine Maxwell has a very close relationship to Prince Andrew. And Mr. Relly said she described Andrew as being her friend, not Jeffries. I got the sense that Prince Andrew and Ghislaine had probably been girlfriend and boyfriend in the past. They had an easy warmth around each other, says the Telegraph. So this comes as a disgraced socialite is set to be sentenced on trafficking crimes on June 28th. So she has been found guilty beyond a reasonable doubt by the jury. And she is obviously, you know, he's guilty by association. So compelling evidence that could say they could overturn the trial is yet to be heard. So the trial could be overturned. But this is something interesting, and it kind of speaks towards Prince Andrew and his state of mind and how this guy probably has some issues. So the former constable who left the Metropolitan Police in 2007 was part of the elite Royal Protection Squad and had access to the Duke of York's private residence. He claimed that Andrew had a bed with 50 or 60 stuffed toys, and maids were given a laminated picture so each bear could carefully be put back in its original position. So this is why it's a little bit creepy, because Prince Andrew is a grown man and he's talking about how his teddy bears all need to be just so laid on his bed, and he would get really upset with the maids if his teddy bears and his stuffed animals weren't perfectly laid out, that he actually had a diagram put out for the maids to follow so that his stuffed animals can all be laid out the way he wants it to be. That is just so creepy. And I mean, also the fact that, like, we do have a witness for Virginia Giuffre in the lawsuit say that Prince Andrew actually abused her using a spitting image doll. Apparently he would take this puppet actually and take this puppet and use it to touch Virginia Giuffre's chest and all these things. Like, it's very like creepy, right? Like this stuffed animal, this puppet. Like, this guy is a little sketchy, to say the least. So the former bodyguard, Paul Page is his name, claimed that Andrew had a bed carefully positioned with 50 or 60 stuffed toys, and maids had a laminated picture so each one would carefully be placed back in their original position to avoid a tantrum. And this reminds me of the story where Prince Harry actually said that Prince Andrew got upset when there was like no mangoes. So, you know, I'm kind of painting this picture as Prince Andrew is very arrogant and he's very spoiled and he's used to having things his way. And, you know, obviously getting stripped of all his titles and everything like that has had an impact on his mental state. So this is Paige. He made the revelation during an interview. So let's watch the interview real fast. And I'm going to check your chats.
I first met Ghislaine Maxwell, I think it was 2001. From the way she was allowed to enter and exit the palace at will, we realised, suspected that she may have had an intimate relationship with Prince Andrew.
A colleague of mine remembered her coming in
4 times in one day, from the morning till the evening.
She kept coming in and out. It had about 50 or 60 stuffed toys positioned on the bed. And basically, there was a card the inspector showed us in a drawer, and it's a picture of these bears all in situ on the bed. And the reason for the laminated picture was that if those bears weren't put back in the right order by the maids, he would shout and scream and become verbally abusive.
So that in that clip, it says that Paige, this guy Paige, is, you know, talking about how this bodyguard, he was a bodyguard and he had all this info and he's speaking out. He's a former bodyguard and he says that Ghislaine Maxwell actually came in and out of the palace numerous times, and a lot of people thought that they were together, that they were in a relationship together. And there's been like 2 people that actually have said that. And Ghislaine Maxwell apparently gets around because Ghislaine Maxwell also, there's allegations that Bill Clinton was also in a relationship with her at one point. They had an intimate dinner together. So he said it was about 50 or 60 stuffed toys positioned on the bed. And basically there was a card the inspector showed us in a drawer, and it was a picture of these bears all in particular order. So it's a strange teddy bear collection back in 2019. And Elizabeth Day said, I was told to wait in a corridor where my only other companion was an oversized teddy bear squashed into a seat. When I was ushered in to meet Prince Andrew, I asked him about it. He sniggered and told me it had been a wedding gift from his ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson. It seemed rather strange to me that a grown man should be so amused by the presence of a stuffed toy, but I suppose the English upper class have a long history with teddy bears used as traditional objects to express emotions they might feel uncomfortable with. I wondered if this was someone who had never really grown up because he had never had to. Here he was, taking up space in his mother's house, carrying out a made-up job to keep him entertained and still have a teddy bear his ex-wife had given him. It was weird, end quote. So it is a little weird, you know. She brought up a good point about the teddy bear being a way for him to deal with adult emotions. And you kind of see that with this puppet he used to abuse Virginia Giuffre with. And it also kind of speaks towards his immaturity, because he still basically lives in the Buckingham Palace, as we saw by the Little Black Book by Ghislaine Maxwell. He still lives with his mom, really, and he still gets an allowance from his mom. And it kind of speaks towards his immaturity, his arrogance, and his inability to take responsibility, even when it came to the Virginia Giuffre lawsuit. I mean, he kept saying that he lost it or was out of jurisdiction or his friend settlement protected him, but none of that worked in his favor. So the Royal Protection Officer, who was in the Royal Protection Command from 1998 to 2004, also said that officers believed the Duke had a close relationship with Robert Maxwell's daughter. Page, who was jailed in 2009 for a £3 million fraud scam, claimed Ghislaine Maxwell rarely signed in and entered the place at will. So Page is the guy saying that, you know, they did have a very close relationship. Quote, from the way she was allowed to enter and exit the palace at will, we suspected that she may have had an intimate relationship with Prince Andrew. She kept coming in and out, end quote. So this news obviously comes when Prince Andrew will no longer be known as His Royal Highness, as well as the fact that all of his, you know, military titles were stripped as well. And he obviously served in the Falklands War, and he was a helicopter pilot, and he has all these titles, but obviously the military were very uncomfortable toasting towards Prince Andrew, given the lawsuit and the allegations against him. So he was stripped of all of his military titles. And I was kind of looking into the Falklands War, and because he's like, people say he's a war hero, but the fun fact is Falklands War wasn't actually considered a war. It was never declared a war. It was declared a war zone, but it was never actually a war. And it was basically when Argentina tried to take over these random islands on the west coast of Argentina, and basically to have a big PR stunt because members of their government were doing really poorly. So they're like, let's conquer these random islands on the west side of Argentina and basically catch the British off guards. And then obviously there's British citizens outside of Argentina who are like, hey, Thatcher, Margaret Thatcher, there are people trying to take over the Falkland Islands. And so they just basically sent all their troops down and they sunk a really important ship. But it was just kind of like a, I don't know, I don't really consider it to be this really heroic thing, in my opinion, because it was just like almost bullying in a way, because they obviously will win that war no problem against Argentina, in my opinion. And it was never really declared a war, so it is kind of like, I was a Falkland war hero. I'm not trying to put him down, but like, it wasn't really a war, buddy. Like, it was just kind of like this PR stunt done by Argentina, and it was not really that hard to win. And it is kind of weird that like you guys were so up in arms over the Falkland Islands. I don't know how you guys feel about it, but the Falkland Islands are just like these really uninhabited islands off Argentina that it's sort of weird that they went to go conquer the Falkland Islands. And there's actually conspiracies about the Falkland Islands that you know, it wasn't really about war. It was about a substance called black goo, which if like you're into UFO stuff and you watch The X-Files, black goo is something that is apparently an alien substance. And that's the real reason behind the Falkland Wars. It wasn't about claiming territories. It was about protecting black goo, which I don't know if I believe, but like people are basically like, why would they even go to the Falkland Wars to fight? Like, it just seems a little bit weird. But anyway, I am kind of putting him down, but I don't really consider him to be like this war hero. Obviously it's nepotism where it's like, hey, you're the queen's son, here's some medals. It wasn't like because he's like that talented or whatever. So the decision to shred Andrew's military ties is likely to be particularly painful for the Royal Navy veteran who served with distinction as a helicopter pilot during the Falklands War, which wasn't really a war. I don't know. It is kind of weird. Apparently, though, he's going through some major mental problems. There's actually some talk that he has mental issues because of that, but let's talk about him getting stripped of his titles. And here's the thing. I think I speak for a lot of people where I think his Duke of York title should be gone too. But let's hear what an MP has to say.
I think it was inevitable. I think the Queen does a brilliant job as an illustrator of an exemplar of public service. She knows she's there not because of her appointment, but simply because of her own reputation, the work that she does, and indeed other royals as well. And what was happening, as we saw with Prince Andrew, was actually that reputation was being eroded, was being damaged. I think there will be a question as to why perhaps the palace didn't act earlier.
So, yeah, it is kind of weird why the palace didn't act earlier, in my opinion. And I think it was had to do with a lot of people like you and I saying that he should be removed. And what's really weird is he actually has his security still, but it is a little bit weird. And just talking about the call, calling the numbers, which is the black book I just played, let's watch. You can actually call the number from the black book.
The names and numbers in here are vast. It's not exactly a little black book by any means. The one that really catches your attention is the one up here. And this is for the Duke of York. Duke of York, Buckingham Palace, London, his address, it says here. And then there are numbers for Sunning Hill, Wood Farm, his equerry, Balmoral. There's what looks like a mobile phone number on here for him. I'm going to give it a go.
I'm afraid I've not been quick enough to get to the phone before it went off to take your message. If you do have a message, please leave it and I'll get back to you as soon as I can.
When you finish recording, please hang up or press the hash key for more options.
Hello, I think this might be Prince Andrew. This is Ranveer Singh from ITV. And we found your number on the little black book. And we'd like to have a chat with you. If you could get back to us, thank you. I mean, that sounded like Prince Andrew's voice. Prince Andrew's voice on a voicemail?
Yeah, so again, it just kind of speaks towards the relationship that you can literally, I can't because I'm up in Canada here and I see some people talking about how cold I look. I am very cold in my studio, but I tried calling this number 011-44-7768-630-630. This is from Ghislaine Maxwell's little black book. You can see that he has a ton of numbers here that you can call. I mean, it speaks towards the relationship that she had this sort of access to him, and she was apparently allowed to come into the palace at will. She didn't even have to sign in. She could just walk right in. And obviously there's pictures of Ghislaine Maxwell with Kevin Spacey at Buckingham Palace. And obviously Ghislaine Maxwell at the Queen's Lodge sitting in the exact same place as the Queen. So it really goes to show just how close their relationship was, that they had access to these really high security areas. And there's even Epstein, you know, posing in the White House at times. So obviously there's some sort of relationship with Ghislaine Maxwell Epstein with Bill Clinton during that time of his presidency. So this person gets around. There's a lot of numbers in her black book that you can find online. And, you know, we're talking a little about how Sarah Ferguson kind of stands by his side. And there's some things that didn't really age well with Sarah Ferguson, because there's actually, she's standing by his side so much. And I just want to read some of these comments. There's a lot of people up in arms. I can't believe my taxes support people like this. Just when you go and think it could cause, possibly can't get any murkier. Overprivileged man-child, exactly. So we talked a little bit about how he's been stripped of all of his military titles. And apparently these military titles actually were near and dear to his heart. So there is some speculation that Prince Andrew is suffering from mental illness right now. There's reports right now that said after he had been stripped of all his titles personally by Queen Elizabeth, his mother, you know, to save the monarchy pretty much. Although there's some speculation that maybe it wasn't about saving the monarchy, maybe it wasn't about, you know, changing the public opinion on the royals, because it could have more so to do with if he is sued in court and if he does actually have a settlement, that Queen Elizabeth won't be on the hook because he's no longer considered HRH. So by removing him from the royal family, they're actually saving themselves money because they won't be on the hook and none of that will come out of the palace. So it is kind of like, which one is it? Is it because you actually think he's disgraced, or are you trying to save some coin? And I don't know what you guys think, but apparently he is considering self-harm, and I hope I don't get demonetized for that, but Prince Andrew may not even make it to his deposition, according to a friend and longtime advisor of Prince Andrew, which is kind of weird because it's like, how do you refer to Prince Andrew now? Like, I don't know. Is it still hashtag Prince Andrew, or is it hashtag Andrew? I believe his last name is Windsor. But anyway, I don't really like referring to him as a prince myself. Tells me that his family, especially his ex-wife, Sarah Ferguson, who cohabitates with him and has been his staunchest ally, is deeply concerned about his mental health and whether or not he will even make it to the deposition he's now slated to give in his legal battle against Virginia Roberts Giuffre. And I just want to take a moment to just say, like, Prince Andrew is not a victim. You know, whatever sort of mental health issues he's going through is nothing compared to what kind of harm he has caused the victims, including Virginia Giuffre. And his defense for Virginia Giuffre is nothing short of disgusting, because what they kind of do in these scenarios with victims of assault is they try to gaslight them. They try to make them feel like, are you sure? Are you sure you endured what you endured? Are you remembering correctly? You know, we talk a little bit about the Child Victims Act in New York City, where it increases the statute of limitations for these victims. And some people have an issue with that. In particular, Prince Andrew's lawyers had an issue with that, because they feel that by increasing the statute of limitations, obviously, as time goes forward, you start remembering things incorrectly. You start remembering, you know, certain memories wrong. And Prince Andrew's lawyers argued that that was unconstitutional and that it should be revoked. And this is obviously the governor of New York's Andrew Cuomo's doing, who has his own similar allegations against him, which, so it's a little bit ironic, but this sort of defense that Prince Andrew's law team is doing is gross. It's just gross. Giuffre has been through a lot. You know, there's a lot of allegations that she is lying by Prince Andrew's team, that she's only after money. But the thing about Virginia Giuffre is she actually has the ability, I think it's rumored, to settle with Prince Andrew for £5 million. But she says, no, I'm not going to settle for Prince Andrew at all. I want to prove that no one is above the law, and I'm actually going to go to court to hold these guys accountable. And in a Twitter statement, she says that more people are actually responsible for these crimes, and I hope each of those people are held accountable. There's names that always pop up on my channel, including Bill Clinton. So hopefully more people will come forward. And it just goes back to those FBI tapes, which were lost. It's like, The FBI, I think, you know, has something to do with the cover up as well. It's a lot of high profile people involved in this. I mean, just looking at the little black book, I'm sure you can just like go through this and find that there's a ton of high ranking people here. And the FBI is basically trying to do a massive cover up, essentially, because why aren't more people being arrested? Is kind of weird that that's the case. And so this is where Prince Andrew gets a little bit twisted for his family, because Virginia Roberts, actually, who's Prince Andrew's accuser, and I see a lot of people saying that Prince Andrew's accuser, that's how she's called. No, her name is Virginia Roberts and her married name is Virginia Giuffre. So people are concerned about his mental health because he's actually on the hook for all these bills, allegedly, because his Queen Elizabeth no longer wants to support him. And hopefully he gets evicted from the Buckingham Palace, in my opinion. So Virginia Roberts vows to destroy the Duke of York. Epstein slaves believes royal should be in jail, but thinks leaving him broke may be enough, as Andrew sparks victim blaming Roe after demanding to see her mental health records. So going back to how Prince Andrew's team, I really don't like them, because what's so bizarre is they're actually asking for Virginia Giuffre's mental health records, obviously, because Virginia Giuffre has seen a therapist, and they're actually in the deposition, they're asking for her records to essentially gaslight her and make her seem like she's crazy, which is a defense that a lot of lawyers do in these sort of trials with, you know, R. Kelly, for example. They try to gaslight all his victims and be like, are you sure? Are you sure you're not just after his money? Are you just crazy? You know, if it comes out that she's bipolar in these records, they may use that against her. Like, this sort of behavior done by Prince Andrew's team is really just like awful to see, and especially trying to revoke the Child Victims Act from New York and saying that the statute of limitations is unconstitutional. I think it's so gross, because I think statute of limitations for these sort of crimes shouldn't even be a thing. I think if you went through it, you should be able to try these people and bring them to justice at any time. I don't think, you know, putting a 5-year cap on it is that great for society if, like, you want to just keep these perverted people off the streets and from doing this to other people, because it is so traumatic for them. So Virginia Roberts has vowed to destroy him and leave him penniless. And obviously this is leading to Prince Andrew's mental health. You know, we talked a little bit about how Prince Andrew has these weird teddy bears and is assaulting people with marionettes. This guy is a total weirdo creep, in my opinion. Source says she is determined to ruin the prince as she is angry at his behavior. It comes after the Duke of York was stripped of his royal and military titles for a war that wasn't even a war. Miss Roberts claims she was forced to sleep with the prince by Jeffrey Epstein. So this is where Prince Andrew is most likely sweating, because, you know, he could be left destitute. He has this huge team of people, including Good News Gary, which I think Good News Gary, his only sole job is to make Prince Harry and Meghan the spotlight of all the headlines to distract the UK public from the scandal inside the royal palace. So it is kind of weird that, you know, these people are very expensive and he's going to potentially be on the hook for the bill, and it could leave him very destitute, because I'm not too sure what his net worth is, but I know that his bill so far is estimated to be £3 million. He had to sell that chalet that Princess Beatrice and Princess Eugene were vacationing in while everybody else in the UK and Canada and US were at work. They were on vacation, which kind of speaks to their privilege. It was this huge chalet. I think it was £16 million. And he actually owed a debt on it. And the person who sold it to him were actually in court to get this money from him, because when he bought it, he actually didn't put the amount necessarily. And it just speaks to how scummy he is, that he actually had to be taken to court by the seller because Prince Andrew owed the seller money even after he was living in it. So this guy doesn't have millions of dollars to throw around because he's like on the hook apparently for this chalet and he had to settle this debt. But it is kind of weird because it's like, I'm sure it wasn't him settling the debt. This guy basically doesn't work. He lives a life of leisure. You know, he lives at the Buckingham Palace, the world's most expensive home in the world for free, gets an allowance, I believe, at $400,000 a year, and still is being referred to as the Duke of York, even though he doesn't do any work. I think, you know, the Duke of York title needs to go too. But yeah, basically he's being a scum of the earth again and asking to see her court, her psychotherapist records, which is absolutely terrible. Yeah, so stay strong, Andy. And even if you're just looking at these comments here, we're talking about Good News Gary and his team. I think, you know, a lot of the public opinion is being shaped in the comment section. And it is kind of weird that, like, the comment section is actually being spammed for support for Prince Andrew. Because even I know that on my YouTube, a lot of people don't like the monarchy. The UK people don't like this monarchy. They don't like the royal family. But it is kind of weird that, like, when you go online and to, like, these huge news sites, you see all these comments being, like, showing support for the royal family. And it is kind of makes me wonder if Prince Andrew's team is just hired to spam news comments with positive support for the royal family. Because I know for a fact a lot of people from the UK don't even like the royal family. Media sentencing has to stop. Yeah, there's just a lot of random support. Here's another one. We shouldn't judge until proven guilty. May justice prevail. And here's the thing about this comment. I have seen this comment multiple times throughout the comment section. And I literally think it's just Prince Andrew's team going to the comment section and making these positive statements about the royal family. It is kind of speculation, but in order for him to, and this kind of makes me feel like maybe Prince Andrew is a psychopath, because in order for him to blow off steam after losing the titles, what does he do? He goes to a shooting weekend. Prince Andrew hosts shooting party at mansion as pals claim he's in turmoil at being stripped of titles by the Queen. So what does he do? He hosts a party and he goes shooting after he has been stripped of his military titles and his HRH designation. He goes and he starts doing a shooting. And he was also spotted immediately after with the Duchess of York, Sarah Ferguson, who has stood by his side completely throughout all this. And I don't really know why, but she's been really supportive of Prince Andrew. And this is an interview by Sarah Ferguson, and I'm going to be reading her chats, but this is an interview that she basically talks about her undying support for Prince Andrew, which is kind of weird to watch. Let's watch it.
So I wanted to ask you about these allegations that have surfaced about Prince Andrew, your ex, you call him your favorite ex, it's from a woman who says that between 1999 and 2002, when she was underage, she was forced to have sex with Prince Andrew on several occasions. What was your reaction when you heard that?
Well, knowing him as I know him, and he's one of the greatest men I've ever met in my life, and my best friend, and great father to my children, I just thought, I don't understand in this day and age how people can make salacious lies up, and how the media actually then write about it and then follow on with it, because I just don't understand. This is defamation of character of a person that is the opposite of how he's being portrayed. So Buckingham Palace put out a denial and
on his behalf,
and that's how it works within the royal family. And they stand by that denial. There's nothing more to be said. And I think it is just shockingly accusatory lies, which I won't stand by and let anybody believe or I just have to shut it down right now.
Was it hurt, your first reaction, or anger?
Total fury.
Total
yes,
fury.
Yes, because we are such a family unit. And you know yourself, Meredith, I think you've interviewed me many times on whatever else they've written about me. So I know what it's like to have this about you and not be able to say, you know, I never did it, I didn't do that, I didn't do this, because then everyone goes, oh, yeah, really? So the truth is, I want to say it on his behalf, and I want to, for the Beatrice and Eugenie, 26 and 24, and they're beautiful, courageous children. Can you imagine what they've seen with their mother, having gone through negativity in the press, now their father, you know, back off. We are a really solid, beautiful family, and that's really it.
So what are you saying in the confines of your home, the four of you?
That we will not be defeated, we are impenetrable, and that we will show by success.
Yeah, so that is a seven-year-old interview done by Sarah Ferguson, and her opinion really hasn't changed. So I see a lot of people freaking out in the chat. Some people deny human trafficking exists. They think children are not being kidnapped, sold, etc. So Apple Tart writes, save my bank account, Fergie. Yeah, so I think a lot of people are just on to Fergie. She's still being called the Duchess of York, even though Prince Andrew has been stripped of all these titles, even though, you know, the Duke of York title could be next. I just think it's so weird that even though they're divorced and they're separated, that we have her being still called the Duchess of York. And obviously that has a lot to do with her bank account, because she still gets access to all these trappings of being a royal, which I don't think they should be able to. So exactly, Vigilant writes, why are they above the law? Exactly. So, you know, thank goodness it's being tried in New York, because if this was tried in UK, I'm sure it wouldn't go as smoothly and they would be above the law. Because as we do know, when Prince Andrew was served these papers by the court, his people around him basically didn't give it to him, and he said, hey, I never got the papers. So it is kind of interesting that because this is served in New York, that he is not above the law, which is great.
So I wanted to ask you about these allegations that have surfaced about Prince Andrew, your ex. You call him your favorite.
Yeah, so she still calls him his ex, his favorite ex, and she is willing to defend him whatever it takes. And she's still being called a duchess despite calls for Duke of York to relinquish title after agreeing not to use HRH. And this is the thing when it comes to Prince Andrew, he actually was a mutual decision done by the Queen as well as him to step back from HRH, to step back from the military. But I think, you know, you need to take it one step further. And I feel so bad for the city of York because it's a beautiful city. I was looking at like the old castle you guys have, and I think the Duke of York title needs to go as well to protect the integrity of the UK and everything you guys stand for. Because like, I know if my representation of my city were to be a guy that is on trial for one of the most heinous crimes, because he did know Virginia Giuffre was being trafficked, was being treated as a slave by Epstein, to have somebody represent your city like that, I would be upset. I would be up in arms. But, you know, it is kind of weird that a lot of people stand very close to him, including Sarah Ferguson, including, I guess, Princess Eugenie and Beatrice, who could potentially be brought to the witness stand for Prince Andrew in his defense. So they're still waiting if they're going to be face deposition as well. So Prince Charles apparently was instrumental in the stripping of his brother's titles. So, you know, it's good that they're not ignoring what has happened. But I just want to maybe talk a little bit about how, and someone mentioned this in the comments, with Prince Harry not having the ability to have security for visiting the UK, because obviously Prince Harry, you know, here's the thing about Prince Harry, and I'll be interested in what you guys have to say, because Prince Harry stepped back from his royal duties and moved to Canada. And this was during the pandemic. He was in, I think, Vancouver Island, which is a pretty isolated place. And he brought his his security with him to Vancouver Island. But then on Vancouver Island in Canada, he gets the phone call saying, you are no longer going to be protected by UK security because you have stepped back from your royal duties. Hang up on the phone. And it was during a pandemic, and they're like, we're in Canada on Vancouver Island. We have nowhere to go. Like, where are we going to go? So they actually went to someone's mansion in LA and lived there for free, Prince Harry and Meghan. And luckily it was a friend that gave them this LA mansion because they lost the UK security while they were in Canada. And they realized during a pandemic, this is high risk because they have a family. I think Meghan Markle was pregnant at the time, and Meghan Markle was going through some mental health issues herself from being in the royal family. So they actually stopped him from having security, and they were at high risk, obviously, because of neo-Nazis in the UK, apparently is what they say. Apparently there's neo-Nazis that are after the UK royal family. So they were left high and dry in North America with no security, and they had to go to LA, get a friend to house them. But what I find really weird about this is Prince Andrew still has security, and Prince Andrew is almost being exiled from the royal family. So it is kind of weird that Prince Harry is the one that doesn't have security, but Prince Andrew still has it, even though he is a criminal. And I think Prince Harry stepped back from his royal duties for his wife, Meghan Markle. And I'll play the clip that I wanted to show you guys. But this is Meghan Markle, and a big reason why Prince Harry decided it wasn't best for them to stay in the royal family. And it was because of Meghan Markle and how she felt about the royal family. And I think in some ways, Meghan Markle knew too much and couldn't bear to be there any longer. And obviously, Prince Harry's mother, Princess Diana, had her own struggles with mental health. So he just didn't want this history to be repeated. But let's play, because I found this clip kind of interesting.
Within the first 8 days of our relationship being made public was when said Harry's girl almost straight out of Compton. And that her exotic DNA will be thickening the royal blood. We would get followed, photographed, chased, harassed. The clicking of cameras and the flashes of cameras makes my blood boil. It makes me angry. It takes me back to what happened to my mum, what I experienced when I was a kid. But it went to a whole new depth with not just traditional media, but also social media platforms as well. I felt completely helpless. I thought my family would help, but every single ask, request, warning, whatever it is, just got met with total silence or total neglect. We spent 4 years trying to make it work. We did everything that we possibly could to stay there and carry on doing the role and doing the job. But Meghan was struggling. I think people have seen the photograph of us, you know, squeezing each other's hands as we walked into the Royal Albert Hall in London for a charity event. She was 6 months pregnant at the time. What perhaps people don't understand is earlier that evening, Meghan decided to share with me the suicidal thoughts and the practicalities of how she was going to end her life. The scariest thing for her was her clarity of thought. She hadn't lost it. She wasn't crazy. She wasn't self-medicating, be it through pills or through alcohol. She was absolutely sober. She was completely sane. Yet in the quiet of night, these thoughts woke her up. The thing that stopped her from seeing it through was how unfair it would be on me after everything that had happened to my mum, and to now be put in a position of losing another woman in my life with a baby inside of her.
Yeah, so exactly. Like, I think Meghan Markle knew too much about all the drama, the scandals that went on in the royal family, and she had to leave And, you know, it was a good decision on their part, but it is kind of weird that Prince Andrew is still being protected by the royal family. And, you know, it, I think this has to, this article came out this weekend. It goes, Prince Harry threatens legal action against the government and demands return of Met security because it is not safe for the Sussexes to return to visit with only private bodyguards. And so the royal family basically came out and said, oh, no, 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 no. Your private security isn't enough. Your private security isn't going to cut it for your protection. So we're going to say no to your private security and you cannot come back to the UK. And we're not going to give you UK security either because you have stepped back from your royal duties. And I just find it kind of bizarre, the irony between Prince Andrew stepping back from his royal duties and still being protected for security and Prince Harry stepping back from his royal duties and not being provided any security whatsoever. I think it kind of speaks towards the problems within the monarchy and how they kind of favorite Prince Andrew, even though he's a criminal, is so crazy. I don't understand. Like, also what's weird about this is old news. This has been making huge headlines on the 16th of January, which was yesterday they published this. This is actually from December where they were asking for security. And so it is kind of weird that all of a sudden these are starting to make huge headlines yesterday after the civil lawsuit against Virginia Giuffre has come up. So I think it's good news, Gary, again. So this is exactly it. Before moving into their 9-bedroom, $10 million home in California, the Sussexes were given the use of a mansion owned by entertainment tycoon Tyler Perry, who also provided the couple with security. Because again, when Prince Harry stepped back from his royal duties, he wasn't given security. But it is kind of weird that Prince Andrew was given security, even though he is a convicted criminal, going to be considered a criminal. And so going to how Prince Andrew is going to be in court, these are some of the things that he's going to do. Virginia Giuffre seeks testimony from Prince Andrew's former assistant. So Virginia Giuffre is going to ask Prince Andrew's former assistant, his name is Olney. His name is O-N-L-O-L-N-E-Y. I don't know how to pronounce that. So it's his former assistant, and it's basically going to be used against him to prove the case. And here's the thing about the Prince Andrew case. We do know that Ghislaine Maxwell was convicted on 4 testimonies of women. So it's potentially very easy for Virginia Giuffre to win this case if she brings up testimony of people, because it is a civil lawsuit and a civil lawsuit is easier to prove than a criminal one. So she's basically calling a bunch of different testimonies. She's probably going to bring up, you know, obviously his former assistant to show that he did abuse her for 3 times, and as well as maybe her ex-boyfriend and also another woman who was in the same room and saw him use the puppet. So it's not looking good for Prince Andrew, and it is sort of weird that he still has his security available at his disposal when Prince Harry doesn't. And we also have Prince Andrew's lawyers want to interview Virginia Giuffre's husband after Duke claims she may suffer from false memories. So her husband may be deposed at the trial as well. It says new court documents show the Duke of York's legal team has asked permission to take evidence under oath from Virginia Giuffre's husband, Robert, and her psychologist, Dr. Judith Lightfoot. So it's going to get really dirty. There's also talk that Prince Andrew could potentially be used to, his private parts may actually need to be brought up, because that's how Virginia Giuffre will prove that they indeed have some sort of engagement, if she can describe it accurately. So this trial is going to get really, really messy. And the lawyer for Virginia Roberts shot back, writing, "People don't misremember sexual abuse by a prince because, again, Prince Andrew wants to gaslight Virginia Giuffre and say, oh, you're not remembering things correctly. And also, Princess Eugenie and husband Jack Brooksbank are seen driving in Windsor as she and her sister Beatrice suffer nail biting. Wait to hear if they will be quizzed in Father Prince Andrew's assault case." So they actually may be brought into the case as well, because, which is funny, because Prince Andrew says that he was at Pizza Express in Woking. But what's weird about that is Princess Beatrice actually said, "I don't remember that at all." So it kind of threw her father under the bus. So I'm not too sure why Prince Andrew would necessarily want to bring Princess Beatrice into the trial, but hey, whatever. So, and also just kind of speaking towards this sort of how the royal family isn't necessarily the model citizen. Sarah Ferguson was actually seen with an 87-year-old ex-boyfriend recently, so it's not necessarily like everything is perfect in their books either. So apparently Sarah Ferguson was not seen with Prince of Duke of York. She was actually seen with one of her ex-boyfriends. So that is kind of funny. So, and then Prince Andrew is trying to make a comeback, but that's not going to work. And there is a lot of backlash with the royal family. We have somebody spray painting their home in Palace of Holyrood House in Edinburgh, and it says PAEDO home. So there's a lot of backlash with the royal family, and this is one of the new ones that happened actually today. There's spray painting, you know, castles as a reminder of what went down, and the monarchy is facing backlash. And there's also the police removing the Prince Andrew plaque from Devon Station after a complaint. And then, of course, you know, there's Prince Charles basically avoiding any sort of questions done by the media. So let me just play this clip here where Prince Charles avoids the question. Edinburgh. Crosshatch rights. So apparently Prince Charles was visiting a storm here. Like there was a major storm.
Can I ask you a view on your brother's position, Prince Andrew? Let me just introduce you, please. How do you use your
long man present as well?
Very nice to see you again. Can I just bow our head?
So he's just avoiding questions about it.
It's been very hard for our national trust for Scotland team across the northeast and Scotland's our head.
Down a bit now.
Prince Andrew was very keen to talk.
And then we
about
have
her.
Denise.
And he brought it up and he started to.
So this is some more backlash they're facing. Denise from Loose Women basically called out Prince Andrew for talking badly about Princess Diana. And this is a huge issue within the monarchy where the Queen also faced backlash for her handling of Princess Diana. And essentially all the family members acted like it was not a big deal that, you know, Princess Diana died. And they actually, according to Denise, spoke badly of Princess Diana. So this is, you know, just some backlash that they're facing as well.
Say things that really, really upset me. And wow. Things that were very, to me, disrespectful about somebody that he shouldn't have been sharing this information with. Back in the day, I liked a vodka or two.
Yeah.
And all I can say was that he got up to leave, walked around to the top of the table, put his hand on my then husband's shoulder and said, "Rather you than me, sir."
Because you told him how you felt.
I absolutely did.
Wow. So they are facing backlash, thank goodness. And, you know, this is just a statement from the victims as well. And just how bad it is for the victims. And, you know, it is, just to reiterate, Prince Andrew allegedly dated Ghislaine Maxwell, who is the orchestrator of these victims' trauma. So let's play this.
We got on the boat. We went over to the island. We went to the quarters where we were to sleep. A woman came to the door and said that Jeffrey was ready for his massage. She made it seem like it was something normal. It was no big deal. Once we were in the room doing the massage is where things took a turn, and it wasn't normal anymore.
Many people talk about just freezing, and I understand that.
No, I went along with it. That's just the truth. That's just what happens in those situations. Yeah. You're not gonna kick and scream and fight and yell when you're on an island. Yeah.
Exactly. And that's the thing about this island, you know, I'm reading your chats. They deserve it. Evil reptilians don't deserve praise. And I've been hearing a lot about this speculation that these are actually reptiles. And I thought that was kind of weird. I saw a picture actually of the reptiles. So if you guys have any speculation, please make sure you're sounding off to the right-hand side of my chat and on the comments below, because I do actually follow up on a lot of your speculations. And just think about what the victims had to go through and how Prince Andrew basically was a part of that and helped in some ways supported the victim's trauma. You know, these women were brought to a remote island and they were abused and they couldn't escape because they were being circled by sharks and they couldn't escape. They were basically put into a corner and had to do what they were told, and they couldn't leave the island because they would be eaten alive by sharks. So, you know, just kind of bringing it into how Prince Andrew and the monarchy should be rightfully facing backlash. In some ways, they actually did support what had happened to these women. Jeffrey Epstein had so many islands, someone wrote. Exactly. And I'm still learning a lot about the Jeffrey Epstein case. And obviously we know
the island.
That Prince Andrew came to New York City to call the friendship off with Jeffrey Epstein. Allegedly, that's what he said. In my opinion, I think he was actually there to discuss the settlement. But let me just open this. You know, he says, "I wanted to do the honorable thing and go back." And I think it was 2009 to speak to Jeffrey Epstein and call off our friendship in Central Park in 2009 after he had served 14 months in prison for all the trafficking he did in Florida, New Mexico, and his island. And he wanted to be a good friend and basically say, you know, "I wanted to do the right thing and meet him face to face and tell him we can't be friends. And that's the reason why I was in Manhattan." Well, the reality is This is him the day after. Prince Andrew, the day after the news came that the offender, Jeffrey Epstein, had been arrested on trafficking charges, had been found dead in his jail cell. So this is the day after Epstein was found dead. Prince Andrew was seen smiling with his mother. So the fact that he's trying to play it off like, I am this honorable best friend, and that's the reason why I met you in Manhattan, is complete BS, because here he is smiling the day after Epstein died. And I just want to say thank you for the super chat, the sticker here, Blue Raven. So he was smiling after, I love the corgi. He was smiling after, you know, his Epstein, his best friend died. And so does that really mean that he is his honorable best friend? No, he's totally making it up. Glee on his face, Falcon Hoof writes. And you know, I believe that Epstein was murdered by people who wanted to protect themselves from being a criminal. So maybe Prince Andrew was orchestrated in that, and that's the reason why he was smiling the day after Epstein died, because now he knows he's off the hook. Well, not so fast, because right now it looks like you're most likely going to be facing charges as well. Andrew grinning like a Cheshire cat, Jane writes. Exactly. And I also just wanted to show this image too, but this actually just hit the press as well. This is, you know, I talk a little bit about how there is speculation, there are more people are involved. And I really wanted to show this image because this is news to me. There's a mystery thumb right here on the right-hand side. You know, someone's taking a photo. Obviously, they didn't put up a tripod and shot the image. There was somebody else there. There's somebody else that was almost like a co-conspirator to basically conspire with trafficking children and for Prince Andrew to be involved in these criminal behaviors. And this thumb is potentially somebody else who we don't know who that is. Is it Lord Medelson? I know Lord Medelson recently hit the headlines for being friends with Epstein. So who knows? Hopefully more people come out. And I think this person needs to be questioned as well. And hopefully this thumb, this person is going to be in the civil lawsuit for Prince Andrew and Virginia Giuffre. So let me just read your chats. Epstein's thumb, Natural Ginger writes, Miss Maxwell, missed your name, not right Faxes channel, likes to bring in any report, verified if not. King Frosty writes, BBC are fighting Andrew's corner like they did with Jimmy for years. So I think we're talking about Jimmy Savile. Yeah, this person's name always comes up on my channel. Jimmy Savile. Sir James Wilson Vincent Savile was an English DJ, television, and radio personality who hosted BBC shows, including Top of the Pops and Jim'll Fix It. He raised an estimated £40 million for charities and during his lifetime was widely praised for his personal qualities and as a fundraiser. So apparently the BBC at one point protected Jimmy Savile, and Jimmy Savile was also friends with Prince Charles. Who knew? The more you know. So I'm reading your chats. Epstein took it. Nadia Cusan, you might be right. So Crosshatch writes, the guy who wrecked BBC statue, Jay Salute, but keep in mind the NHS hid Savile as well. Interesting, interesting. Cherry Lane writes, so vile. Up in Smoke writes, devil. Mobius writes, watch Louis Theroux meet Jimmy Savile. I will. Jimmy's death is the catalyst for all this, Angie Mitchell writes. All right, guys. My goal every video is 1,000 views. You guys have helped me reach 20,000 views. And really, from the bottom of my heart, Thank you to each and every one of my people who are here hanging out with me and chatting and subscribing to my channel. You know, really, I just want the truth to come out. I want the truth to prevail. I'm on Virginia Giuffre's side, 100%. I think more people need to be held accountable, and I hope more names start coming out. And I feel like it's because of people like you and I who basically put the pressure on the monarchy to represent the people better. Okay, so for example, like, I think in some ways, because the public reacted to Prince Andrew still having all of his titles and being outraged by that, has actually led Queen Elizabeth to listen to the public. And I really think it's people like you and I hanging out on YouTube and having these discussions are actually helping the monarchy listen, because otherwise, you know, you would only get the BBC reporting that everything is great and protecting Prince Andrew and Jimmy Savile. You know, it's up to us to basically represent how the public actually feels in some respect, if that makes any sense. And so it is really important for me, for you guys to be here and have an audience where we are basically discussing these things, because I think, you know, otherwise there wouldn't be a discussion because the media is so highly controlled. Even with Ghislaine Maxwell, her dad, Robert Maxwell, was a huge media tycoon. And then we also have Ghislaine Maxwell having this huge Reddit account. I don't know if you guys use Reddit, but there's a user called Maxwell. Let me just pull it up. But this is an example of how the media is actually controlling us. And I think it's important for YouTube to be here during this time. And I really appreciate everybody hanging out with me. So, Maxwell Hill. This is a Reddit account that hasn't been active since Ghislaine Maxwell has been arrested. And this just shows that this is one of the most powerful accounts on Reddit, and it is a huge contributor and a moderator for news. So it's potentially possible that this user account was controlling the news. And that's why I think during this time, YouTube is so important. So please make sure you subscribe and ring the bell so you never miss a live. I love hanging out with you guys. Don't forget to press like. My video does get buried because of its subject matter. So it really means a lot that you guys are here. And I thank you so much. G. Maxwell has been in the Queen's Palace. It's the weather, right? It is the weather. If you guys can see the weather right now, it is so cold right now. So I'm going to stay warm, and I hope you guys stay safe, make good decisions. Blue Raven writes, the crown monitors all their people who Andy was hanging out with. Their protection has been eliminating. The whole system will crash down. You will see. And I hope so. If we keep this up, if we keep holding people accountable, I hope these people are brought to justice. And it's been awesome hanging out with you guys. Please make sure you subscribe, ring the bell so you never miss a live, and don't forget to press like. I love you guys all. Thank you. Thank you so much.